Welcome back to the Masters of Modern. I'm your host, Alex Kessler, here by myself today. Today, we're doing something a little different, another solo episode. Ben is on the road. We do have one announcement. I will be at Minneapolis along with Ben. We have a panel. We talked about it last week. Make sure to keep your eyes out. And if you're going to Minneapolis, make sure to say hi and then come to our panel. It's going to be awesome. There's going to be giveaways and other fun stuff beyond that. Today we're doing a tier list. We're tier listing. This is the first time we're doing a tier list. We're using Tier List Maker to do it. We're tier listing every land cycle that produces mana, basically. Not everyone, but a chunk of them that I thought were relevant to talk about. You can dictate to me if you want. If I missed a land cycle you thought decided to belong in this list, you can put it below. If you think that I rated something too highly or too lowly, you can deal with that and yell at me in the comments. I will say this is meant to be a holistic view. I am taking, I'm going to be taking Modern as the most important, but I will be taking Commander in line. I'm just going to talk about the lands overall as a Magic experience. So I will try not to do Standard, probably won't take too much influence, because a lot of these cycles that were like Standard All-Stars, that I'm going to give like a D to, because all of the lands are made for Standard. That's not interesting. Commander, Modern, Pioneer to some extent, Legacy, Vintage, Highlander, all that way more interesting. All right, let's get started really quickly. Thank you to our patrons. If you are not a patron, you get early content. You get bonus content every week. You get an entire 20 minutes, most of the time, because me and my Ben can't help ourselves. 20 minutes of bonus content at the beginning of every episode. You should go check it out. It's just the Patreon link below. You can do it for 1 month. It's fine. Last but not least, let's get started. So the first land, I'm just going to grab one at random. Okay. This is the Eldraine. Mystic Sanctuary is the card I use to represent it, but this is the Eldraine fetchable land cycle. So this is the blue one is obviously the one that's like overpowered. This is not just about the one card. It's about the cycle. Is the cycle good? And in this case, I think they're pretty good, because the red one that makes goblins or dwarf tokens is actually pretty playable, because you can play it in decks that like Indomitable Creativity S decks. I'm gonna say this is A tier. I'm going to put it to B tier, because really only Mystic Sanctuary is good at this cycle. As much as I was talking about the red one, they don't see a lot of play. Obviously, one was really good, but I need holistically. That's where B is. That's going to be the B tier. That's what we're going to do with B. Okay. Next, we're going to close my eyes, grab a random land. This is specifically on Hava Township, but this is the Homelands three-color cycle. You can tap it to add one colorless mana. You can tap one, tap it to make a green mana, two, tap it, make a white mana, two, tap it, make a red mana. So it's like a green land. This is D tier, right? I don't have an F tier, so I'm saying it's D tier. These cards I don't even think were playable when they were in Standard. I don't know if Standard existed then. These were always bad. Next card, closing my eyes, revealing. All right, we got a Triland. We got the Triland. So that's another thing I will bring up. If there is like a cycle that then got completed, so like for instance, the Trilands were originally in Shards of Lara block, there were five lands, one of each of the shards, and then when we went to Khan's block, they did the other five. Those are what I'll have them. So these in Standard were obviously very good, and for a long time saw a lot of play. Obviously the Triumphs existing drop this out of really even seeing any play these days, but I would even argue like they're like prime Commander deck pre-con lands that like should be taken out of most decks. As much as I like love them, putting it in C. I'm putting these in C tier. I'm sorry, everyone. Next land. This is the Layers. This is a layer. So this is Krosis's Catacombs. It is Krosis's Catacombs is a layer in addition to its land type. When Krosis's Catacombs comes into play, sacrifice it unless you return a non-layer land you control to its owner's hand. So it does have a bounce land effect, which I think is underrated. It is a tri-land. It does not come into play tapped. So I would say, I'm going to say that the layers are underrated. They're not as good as the bounce lands, but I'm going to put the bounce lands higher. They're underrated, but still a D. Sorry. They're better than the other ones, which you can, these go in order, right? Okay, cool. All right. So I can order the lands. So the way this will work, If you're watching us on camera, the farther to the right you are, the worse you are. The farther to the left you are, the better you are. And then obviously an S card is better than A card, better than B, better than C, better than D. Okay, next card. We're going to close our eyes, grab a land. Okay, so this is the cycle of enter the battlefield, tap lands from Kaldheim that all have sac abilities for two colors. This one is Litjara, Mirror Lake. Litjara enters the battlefield tapped. You can tap it to add a blue, or you can play two green, green, blue to sacrifice it and create a token that's a copy of target creature you control, except it's on the battlefield with additional plus one counter. I actually have been pretty disappointed by this cycle. I think that their costs are so high to sacrifice, and they enter the battlefield tapped, and they don't fix your mana. I think if any of those abilities were different, I think they're obviously better than Layers and the Homelands land. So I'm putting it in D tier, but the best D tier so far. Okay, filter lands, original filter lands. These are basically, we don't have enemy color ones. But you can pay any color mana to tap it to make two a blue and a black. Case of this one. And I am going to say this. I think this is low C tier. I think this is better. They come into play untapped. They fix your mana. They're not as good as other filter lands. They're definitely like no longer on the top list of lands. But were they high D tier? I'm going to say high D tier. Yeah. I feel like, to me, D tier is where like cards that I will now cut from every commander deck, but will get infinitely for free in precons live. None of those are obviously playable in modern, where the B and C tier so far have seen as a cycle. All right, closing my eyes, grabbing one. Okay, our first S tier. This card's Bayou. This is one of the original dual lands. It is the green black one, but all dual lands count here, and they are amongst the best land cycles ever printed. So they're going to go right at the top of S tier for now and hang out there. These were the original card lands made in Alpha. They have the basic land types. This is for, you know, new people jumping in, want to see what the best lands ranks are. So they are, you can tap them for a green or a black in this case, but any of the two colors that they are, or you can, anything that like looks for a forest or a swamp counts these. So if you have a fetch land or a land that like checks for lands in play when you play, they come into play untapped. We'll get those in a second. These count those. They're very good and very, very expensive. All right, next card, closing my eyes, grabbing one. Oh, right. Okay, we got bounce lands. This is Azorius Chancery, I think, is what the bounce land for blue-white is. But so this is a cycle from the original Ravnica set. There are 10 of them, one for each two-color pair. And all of them enter the battlefield and return a land to your hand. They enter the battlefield tap, and you have to return a land to your hand. But they tap for two mana, one of two different colors. I'm putting this in B tier. This might be my first hot take. I'm putting this above Mystic Sanctuary because the cycle that Mystic Sanctuary belongs to, the Drain Fetch cycle, is just Mystic Sanctuary and a bunch of Badlands versus every bounce land in every color has seen play. Okay, so this is Hall of the Storm Giants. This is from the Forgotten Realms D&D set. This is from the cycle of creature lands that basically, if you control two or more other lands, Hall of the Storm Giant enters the battlefield tapped. You can tap it for a blue in this case, or one of just single colors in general. And then for some mana, they become a cool creature. This becomes a 7/7 giant creature with ward 3 for 6. In this is Den of the Bugbear, the black one, which is it's an eyeball. It's a beholder. There's a white one, and the green one is the Hydra. This is our first A. This is our first A tier. Two of these have seen a ton of play in multiple formats, and the other three have seen decent play in other formats. Yeah, I'm confident with this A tier placement. It's arguably, I'm going to move to the B tier. A, B. Top of B. It's going to go top of B. Come at me later. All right, this is the tapped Snowland, I believe. So this is the original Cold Snap. Okay, so this is the original Cold Snap tapped Snow Duels. I'm putting these in D tier. Part, they got wrecked because the moment that Snow came back in a real way that wanted you to play a tapped land, maybe, they came up with a better cycle. Just I before that, they never saw play. Even with Modern Horizons bringing a bunch of Snow back, I never saw these seeing play. D tier, top of the D tier so far, but D tier. All right, this feels like another D tier card. This is Ancient Spring. This is I don't even know what set that is. It's old. It's before my time. It comes to play tapped. They all come to play tapped. You can tap them to make one color of any mana, or you can sacrifice it to add two colors of a shard. So this is the Esper one. So it taps for blue, or you can sacrifice it to make a black and a white. I have never seen these see play. This is worse than... I'm going to say this is worse. It's better than the layers. No, it's worse than a layer. Also, the snowland is better than layers. I forgot to. The filter land and the whatever lands are better. Okay, next card. We can move on with our lives. Okay, this is the deserts that sack things. So Ramunat Ruins is in this, and that is the only one that's seen play. But that has been dominating standard. I said standard wasn't going to matter. Topacy. It's like standard only, not top of C. It's below the Trilands. It's bottom of C. It's in C. Ramunat Ruins is the only one that sees play. Basically, they're land deserts, and then you have the ability for ability to tap to do an effect if you sack a desert. All right, moving on with our lives. Okay, next we have... Oh, these are cycle lands. These are the cycling for two lands. I'm also going to put these in C. Below the Ramunat, I mean, maybe it saw play in standard and never saw play in modern. The new ones see a ton of play. The one mana ones don't see a ton of play. Sorry. They're just better version of this in every direction. Worse than the desert. Yeah, going to go and see. All right. Next land that we're going to do. Oh, these are, this is Added Card Waste. This is the Pain Lands. This is lands coming to play tapped. One of the best lands early on in Magic history. You lose a life when you tap it for a color, one of the two colors it is, or you can tap it for a colorless. This sees modern play. This sees commander play. This sees legacy play. This is, honestly, I would say this feels like a defining A tier. This is a defining A tier. Sees play in a bunch of formats. Isn't the S tier, is better than all the random stuff. Defining A tier. Perfect. We love a card. We love an A tier. Okay. So these are the bicycle lands. These are two mana. These are from Amonkhet. They end the battlefield tapped, but you can tap them for two colors because they are the two color creature types. So you can fetch them and you can cycle them. They're the prototype for a Triome. Top of in B tier, below. Honestly, they don't see that much play. I'm gonna put them in C tier, below the deserts, above the other cycler one though. That bent me another hot take. All right, let me grab another land. Ah, Busiju. And the most recent channel lands. This is an S tier. These cards are bonkers. They're like immediate staple in every format. The only reason they're not seeing more of play than they're seeing is because you only want to play really one of them, maybe two. But I think the S tier cycle, one of the best land cycles ever created. All of them I've seen see play, specifically the black, the green, the red. I think the only one I don't see play that the only one I have them that I don't see play regularly or at all is the white one. Yeah, Busiju is easy S tier, but under it might be the bottom of S tier, but it's an S tier. All right, next is the Czech lands. I mentioned these earlier. These are lands that originally printed, I think, in M10. But basically, if you control one of the two colors that it produces, so in this case, a Clifftop Retreat, it would be a red or a white. If you include control a mountain or a plains, it enters the battlefield untapped. Otherwise, it enters tapped. Plays great with dual lands or any lands that have creature or not creature types. So land types on them. Staple forever. Every time they see, yeah, I'm A tier. Worse than the pain lands, but better than most other options. All right, these are the hideaway lands. I think the hideaway lands are a clean. I think they are worse than deserts. They are worse than the bicycle. They're better than the two cycle land. Yeah, I'm putting them there. C tier. Not at the total bottom. The white one has seen a decent amount of play in old extended, and they all see some play in commander. They're like a freebie land, especially if you're monocolor and you like have some space for some tap lands and you're not playing like with like swamp tribal. These kind of things do well. I'm like talking myself into being worse than the bicycle lands. No, they're better than the monocycle lands, the unicycle lands. Bad River. Oh, so these are the original fetch lands. So these are the battlefield tapped, and then they're fetch lands that you don't lose life on, but because they enter tapped, they're a little bit slower. Artisan Commander, absolute land staple, super important for the format. But outside of that format, not the best often included commander decks. I think these are D tier for sure, and I think they are just below the Kaldheim Sacklands. I know I maybe regret putting those in D tier. We're gonna deal. Like closing my eyes, looking for a land, grabbing one. We have the Tainted Lands. These were there is a set, and I'm forgetting which one it is because it's before my time. But basically, the cycle of lands for that set were all of the color combos with black. You can tap to make a colorless, or if you control a swamp, you can tap to make white or black mana. These are D tier. I would put them under the fetch. I'd put them under the Snowlands as well. They're above the layers, but otherwise they're in that same boat. Next we have Kalina Garden. So these are, I think there's 15 of them, but basically the few times we've gone to Zendikar, there's always a cycle of tapped lands. And then there are two, one in the first one in the world. Like I'm including all of them together. This includes Halimar Depths, Bajugu Bog, Kalina Garden. I think these are worse than Mystic Sanctuary, but I think overall as a cycle, more of them have seen play, even if you would only include the original 10 in Zendikar and don't do any returns. But I feel like they're less than Trilands, less than Ramunap, less than the Bicycle Lands, better than Hideaway. Yeah, okay. More have seen play. It's just Bujuku Bog, right? It's Bujuku Bog carrying the group, really, outside of the standard environment they were in. And Mystic Sanctuary was banned. I think that like that's better than Bajuku Bog. It's close, though. It's close. And by close, I mean there's at least four lands between them so far. Oh, this is Foreboding Ruins. This is there are two times this showed up. One was in Shadows Over Innistrad. The other one was in these are the Check Your Hand lands. Shadows Over Innistrad, and then the last ones were in Strixhaven, where it was when you enter the battlefield, you may reveal a swamp or mountain from your hand. If you don't, it enters the battlefield tapped, and it taps for a swamp or a mountain, a black or a red mana. These are bad. I think these are worse than Filter Lands. I think these are worse than the Kaldheim Lands. This might be a hot take. I think these are worse than the original Fetch Lands. I'm putting it there. And moving on with my life. All right. We have the Temples. Okay, so I feel like the Temples and the Bounce Lands are really close. I think they're worse than the Bounce Lands. Are they worse than Mystic Sanctuary? No. I think these are better than Mystic Sanctuary and worse than the Bounce Lands. That's where I'm putting them. Temples. Temples are great. Temples are, they're originally from Theros. They enter the battlefield tapped and you scry one. That's all it is, but it's pretty good. In fact, I think there's a new card recently that was just enters untapped, tapped for a colorless scry one. And I think that card is better than people give it credit for. So Karu was the original Bounce Lands. I guess Layers were the original Bounce Lands. Please comment below. What happened first? Layers or Bounce Lands? The Karu lands, they're called that because the white one is called Karu. You have to return a untapped basic land of the same type. So an untapped forest for the green one, an untapped forest to your hand. Otherwise, you have to sacrifice it, so it will die and it enters tapped. I am putting this in the D tier, but I feel like. D tier for sure. Where is it better? Is it better? It's worse than the Check Your Hand. It's better than the Check Your Hand. It's better than the Fetch Land. It's worse than the Kaldheim Land. That's like a sweet spot for these things. Okay. The Thriving Land. These are have been actually kind of disappointing. They're better than they're like in that like good for artisan and bad otherwise. I think I'm going to put them underneath the Reveal Your Hand check lands and above the Snow Tap lands. Okay, grabbing a land. This is Battleful Promenade. This is the representing the cycle of basically, I'm going to call them Commander lands. But these are the, if you have two or more opponents, these enter the battlefield untapped. They're in Commander. I think these are easy A tier. I think they are better than check lands and better than, only reason I'm putting them worse than Pain Lands is Pain Lands are also very good in Commander, but they're like, actively great in every other format where these could obviously never see play in the format. These are better than check lands in Commander. Yeah, I'm gonna put them right there. I think that's a happy middle point. I don't think they're S tier, but I think they're easy A tier, and Pain Lands also having the like Eldrazi feature to them, I think pushes over the top for me. Okay, this is Caldera. Like, oh, these are the tapped Pain Lands from Tempest. So comes to play tapped. You can tap it to add a colorless mana to your mana pool, or you can tap it to add one. This is blue or red, and then it does one damage to you. this is in this. I think it's better than the Layers, better than the Tainted Pact. I think it's worse than the Snowland.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. All right. We got the Pathways. These are the flip lands from the modal dual face flip lands. I think these live just under, above Checkland, just under Beautiful Promenade, Bountiful Promenade. Like, they're not one of the staple-y ones, but they're better than Checklands for sure. These, like, could be higher than those two. Are they better than? Maybe they are better than those, because they see way more standard play. Okay, I'll put it at the top. I'm going to put it at the top of A. I'm going to change my mind. Sorry, Painlands. I'm putting the Pathways above you. I might regret that later. That's what we're doing. These are the Cycle Deserts. I would say these are better than the Bicycle. What's better? Desert? I think they're better than the Bicycle Lands. And here's my reasoning. I think Desert as a card type has more potential than the need to be colorless. I think if you're doing the colorless one, the Bicycle Lands have made that unworth, like, it's no longer a thing, but it's right there. They're basically the same. But yeah, I would put it above the regular Bicycle Land, the regular monocycle land, unicycle land. Okay, these are the tapped Kaldheim Snowlands. So basically, the end of the battlefield tapped, they're snow. I think these are, like, right along the line, like right next to the Trilands to me. And I'm going to put it right next to it. Right below, I think it's worse then, but I think it's Triland-esque. People play them, especially if you're playing snow. The fact that they're fetchable makes them really good. Yep, that's where it's living. Now we're just talking straight up snowlands. I think straight up snowlands are S tier. Gonna put them at the bottom. Do I have regular basics in here? I don't. All right, that double up that I had, Otawara, that's basics. I'm gonna put basics at the top. Basics are the top, S tier. Next one, going in, grabbing a land. Okay, these are the tribal check lands. So different than the basic check lands that check your hand for a mountain or a forest. This checks your hand for a giant or a merfolk. And these have actually seen pretty significant play in most formats. I'm going to put this at the bottom of B. This feels like a B tier to me. The fairy one has seen a ton of play. The elf one sees a ton of play. Yeah, I'm putting it in B. B tier it is. Grabbing this one. Okay, Grove of the Burn Willows. So this is the cycle of the five different, like, trying stuff out future site lands. The red black one then became the filter lands. The green white now has the horizon lands. So I'm gonna say the green one counts for here, not the horizon lands, because they don't need that. Grove of the Burn Willows is obviously broken. Those two are broken. The blue black one has seen a ton of play in multiple formats. The red black one's not broken, but Horizon and this one are really good. I'm gonna say this is S tier as well. This feels like S tier to me. They're unique, very special. I'm leaving it there. All right. These are the filter lands. Speaking of which, filter lands, I think filter lands are, to me, worse than, I think they're better than the classic check lands, but they're worse than the multiplayer lands, but they are A tier. This is an A tier card. So filter lands are originally were in that cycle in Time Spiral Block. In Time Spiral Block, they were a cycle of, they were part of that random cycle, but then they were printed in Lorwyn just a set later, and you can either tap them for a colorless or pay a white and or a black mana to create two black, two white, or a black and a white, and you tap the land. So easy gonna put in A tier. These have seen a ton of play. They're commander playable, they have modern ton of play. They're like one that you only want one of, but they see a ton of play. All right, next land is the Vivid Land. So these saw a ton of standard play because they, like, comboed with Reflecting Pool, which let you basically tap for a mana of a color that another land you can produce, because they can tap any color. They're often included commander decks, but they feel like the Hideaway Land vibes for when they've seen competitive play. I see the Hideaway Lands as being better. These are better than the Monocycle Lands. I'm comfortable there in C tier. All right, next we're grabbing. Oh, these are the new Capenna fetch lands. Basically, this is Broker's Hideout for land. When it enters the battlefield, you can sacrifice it. When you do, search your library for a basic forest, plains, or island card, put it onto the battlefield, tapped, then shuffle, and you gain a life. I think these are also relatively underrated. I don't think they're better than a lot of the stuff in C tier. I would say they're at the bottom of C tier. They're worse than the cycle lands, but I think they're better than the D tier space. They like have cool synergies with stuff that nothing in D really has. No, these are worse than the Kaldheim spell lands. But putting those there has really hurt me. I'm going to be bold. I'm going to move the Kaldheim spell lands to C tier, and no one can stop me because this is my show. I'm by myself. Grabbing another land. This is Lava Tubes, a land from Ice Age. Okay, so this is an Ice Age cycle. If there are, this is the depletion counter lands. If there are any depletion counters on Lava Tubes, it does not untap during your untap phase. At the beginning of your upkeep, remove a depletion counter from Lava Tubes. You may tap it black from your mana pool to put a depletion counter on it. You may tap it to make a red mana and put a depletion counter on it. So basically, these don't untap during your untap phase. If there are depletion counters on it, and then you remove the depletion counter, so you can tap it for a mana, but then you have to wait an extra turn to be able to play it. This land is bad. I took too long for me to figure out even what it does. I would say these are worse than the filter lands from Homelands, and I'm going to put it in the bottom of D. All right, grabbing a land. This is Kesig Wolf Run, top of B tier. Well, this could be better. Okay. So you have Loot House. Kesig Wolf Run has seen play in Modern, has seen a ton of play, saw a ton of play in Standard, has seen active play in Commander. Gavinning Township was a Commander Modern staple, sees decent play everywhere in all the other random formats it's ever been in. Loot House, Modern staple, Commander staple. Blue Green One is a Commander staple. I think these are better than bounce lands and better than the creature lands. Yeah, I'm putting top of B tier. I'm going to say all of the Ravnica ones fall under that as well. And all of them are worse than this cycle anyways. So they get the hangout at the top of B tier as well. All right, grabbing a land. Okay, so this is the other cycle from New Capenna. Enter battlefield, tap. You can tap for two colors of mana. This is green, white. And then you can pay two green, white to sacrifice it to draw a card. This goes right into D tier. I would put this above the snow tapped land. I would put this above the thriving land and below the reveal land. Thriving land is better. Thriving land is better. Snow land is worse. Done. Okay, next land. This is Quandra Campus. This is the Strixhaven Scry cycle. The end of battlefield tapped. You can tap for a blue green, or you can play four mana to scry one. These have been very bad every time I've played with them. I think these are going to hang out. I think they're better than Tainted Pact and better than the Painland from Tempest, but worse than the Snowland. I'm comfortable with that. Next, we have the castles. I think castles are eight. So the castles that I've seen play, the red one I've seen see play, I've seen the white see play, I've seen the blue see play, I've seen the green see play, I've seen the black see play. They're just good. They're good cards. See the blue see play. I think these are A tier. Are these A tier? I think they are A tier. I'm putting them in A tier. Bottom of A tier. Worse than check lands. But A tier. Next, we have the fetchable ability lands from that, like, tap to do a thing. The only one that I've seen see relevant play is the white one, but it doesn't even see that much play. They're just cool because you can fetch them. I think these are worse than Karoo. Better than Karoo's. Worse than filter lands? I feel like they're better than that. I'm going to put them in C tier. They're above the New Capenna land. This is the Dominaria cycle of lands that enter the battlefield tapped, but they're dual lands. Famous for a lot of people just scratching out the enters the battlefield tapped, and then they're pretending they're just actual dual lands for proxying. I think these are C tier, and I think they're better than the Capenna fetch land, and they're better than the Lorwyn ability fetchable lands. But they are worse than the ability lands from Kaldheim and the cycle lands. Yeah. Closing my eyes, grabbing another card. We got fast lands. So these originally started on Scars of Mirrodin block. These are lands that enter the battlefield untapped unless you control four or more lands. So if you have 1 to 3 lands, they enter the battlefield. If they are your third land, enter untapped. If they are your fourth land, they enter tapped. I think these are S tier. I think these are one of the best land cycles they've ever printed. Maybe the bottom of S tier, but I think they are S tier. Akum Refuge, this is representing every tapped when it enters the battlefield, you gain one life. Better than Karoo, worse than a filter land. And I'm happy with that there. I've played these in decks because that life gain trigger is relevant. Yeah, happy with it. Closing eyes, grabbing a land. Gates. So these are a cycle from the original Ravnica set, and they've returned a few times, and they were in the Baldur Gate set. They just have the ability Gate, and they enter the battlefield with two, but there are things that care about Gates. The Gate ability is more things that like Gates, and they are arguably often considered the best of these enter the battlefield tapped lands that don't do anything because of the things that work with them. I think these are better than the fetch land. I think Gates are better than... I've like played Gates in competitive real decks. Better than, yeah, I think they're better than, I think they're better than the Kaldheim. Are they better than this? They're better than Cycle, better than Vivid, better than Hideaway, better than the Ability Land, better than Bicycle Land, better than Deserts, better than the Snow Duel. Are Gates or Trilands better? I think Gates are B tier. Their Maze's End just elevates them, and they're going to keep making cards that work with them. Are Gates better than Trilands? Like right now, if you're like make a deck, the chances I have a Gate in that deck is higher than I play a Triland. So yeah, I think they're better even than the Tribal Reveal lands. I can't let them be better than Mystic Sanctuary. Refuse. But I think they're like not even the bottom of B tier. Okay, here we are. Gates moved on up. Okay, this is Fairy Conclave. This also includes the one that makes an ape the for two, one green, one of the green. Those are the two really playable one. The red one makes a 2/1 first strike. The white one is a 1/4 vigilance. Don't quote me on that vigilance. And then the black, I don't even know what the black one does, but it's like has fear for 1/1 or something, but Fairy Conclave and that one are pretty good. I put these above like the below Bujuku Bog. Yeah, below Bujuku Bog. Okay, comfortable there. This is the artifact tapped lands. Okay, so I would say that these are comparable to Gates, but worse than Gates. I would say they're better than, yeah, okay, these are better than Trilands. Yeah, they're seeing more modern play and more commander play than any of the Tribal Reveal lands. And they're seeing more play than the Gates. Yeah, okay, better than Gates. Better than Gates, the artifact dual lands, for sure. So basically, there's the artifact, original artifact land cycle that's banned in every format. I see that that's not in the lands I included in this. So artifact lands won't be included. But those artifact lands are, because I think this started as dual lands and I started just like adding other cycles because I'm a maniac. What a miss are the artifact lands. But the dual ones, they're just lands that are artifact. They have a battlefield tap, you tap for 2 mana. They're added for Modern Horizons, and they see a ton of play. They see play in Modern right now, and they see Commander play. And it's hard for me to say that's as true with the reveal of creature land, which maybe I put too high. Does that need to be lower? I think I need to lower that. I think that's better than the Hideaway land, but not better than Fairy Conclave. All right, I'm lowering those, but the artifact land is the bottom, is above Gate. Because I'm sticking to that emotional decision. Next, we have... Next, we're doing the charge lands. Calciform Pool, it's a land, enters the battlefield untapped. You can pay one to tap it to put a storage counter on it, and you can pay one to remove a storage counter on it, and you get X mana. You get to all the mana you saved in previous turns, you get to keep. These have seen quite a bit of play, and sometimes like the specific ways their mechanic works can help decks do cooler things with them. I think they are better than these options. I think they're better than the Capenna fetch lands. I think they're better than the activated ability searchable lands. I think they're better than the enters the battlefield. I think they're worse than the enter the battlefield tapped dual lands. That's where I'm putting it. All right, next land. Fine. Fetch lands, S tier, top of the list, above dual lands. Literally best land ever printed. Hot take. Dual lands are worse than fetch lands. Not even feeling bad a little bit about it. For people who don't know what these are, they are originally printed way back in the day in old times, but then reprinted into Zendikar with the enemy fetches, and then Conflict Tarkir reprinted the original ally colored ones. They are lands that enter the battlefield untapped. You may pay one life to tap them. You then search for a basic land type of two options, or not even a basic land, a land that is a mountain or a swamp, or an island or a forest. And then, but you can go fit you with this Misty Rainforest, I can get that Bayou. So I have perfect mana basically in any format that they're legal in. They're arguably one of Wizards' worst design mistakes and should be banned in a lot of formats. That's why they're banned in Pioneer. Best land ever created in Magic. And I'm not even like really sorry about it. Okay, this land is not that. Oh, these are actually pretty good. This is Deathclad Day. This is the new cycle from the Return to Innistrad, where basically the end of the battlefield tapped unless you control two or more other lands. They're the opposite of the fast lands. I think these are pretty good. I think they're better than the check lands, to be honest, in pretty much any format you would play them in. And that's where I'm going to put them. Cool. Next land is Celestial Colonnade. So these are the original dual creature lands. Have seen a ton of play in every format, but most people would argue they've gone a lot worse. I do think that they are not as bad as people say, but they have been outclassed by the Dungeons and Dragons ones. But they're better than Bounce Lands. Oh, but they're better than Bounce Lands. I refuse to let Celestial Colonnade be beyond any Bounce Land, and I will die on that hill. And my Celestial Colonnade will die to fill the push. We don't have to talk about it. All right, I'm getting a land. Okay, these are the panoramas. These were the like uncommon commons with the Capenna fetch land. These are fetches for basic of the three colors from Shards of Alara block. This one finds Bant, so you get a basic plains, a basic forest, or a basic island. I would say that this is worse than that. I think this is worse than a lot of options here. I think these are worse than the old fetch lands, worse than the reveal lands. I think these are comparable. I think these are comparable to the old stuff, like the layers. Better than a layer. Who doesn't love to be better than a layer? Closing my eyes, grabbing a land. What is this? These are the new bicycle lands from play. I think these are just like role players. I think they're. I'm gonna put them just above the snow. The snow lands. No, I think they're better than the dual. I think they're worse than the dual lands that you sack for four mana, but barely. All right, grabbing another one. Okay, so this is the mythic cycle from Zendikar that on one side is a land, on the other side is a spell. I'm going to say they represent all of them. I think these are B tier. I think these are B tier below the creature lands from Forgotten Realms, but above the Zendikar creature lands, and I'm confident there. I guess only the red-black ones use play. Yeah, the green one didn't end up seeing much play. The white one is this one. Doesn't see much play. The blue one. I don't know the blue one. I'm wrong. I'm sorry. These are worse than Mystic. If Mystic Sanctuary is that high, these definitely can't be that high. Yeah. Okay. Better than Gates, better than Artifact Lands. I apologize. Only the red one is good. Looking. All right. Closing eyes, grabbing one. These are the Horizon lands. So next we have the Horizon lands. These were printed in Modern Horizons. They're based on the Horizon Canopy, which was in the original cycle in Time Spiral block with Grove of the Burn Willows, where it comes into play. If you tap it for one of the two colors that it taps for, you lose a life, or you can sacrifice it for one mana and tapping it to draw a card. These cards are really great. I think these are easy top of A tier, if not S tier. I'm going to say they're S tier. They're better than they're worse than Fastlands, which, by the way, Fastlands are better than Grove of the Burn Willow and better than Snowlands, to be honest. Yeah. So yeah, I would put these just above Snow Basics. Maybe a hot take. I don't think so. All right. Closing eyes, grabbing a land. Amaria Sky Ruin. These are the cycle of five ability cards from original Zendikar. The white one, if you have seven lands or more, you can reanimate a thing. The most important one is Valakut, which I think does between those two. The green one you can tap to put a +1/+1 counter on any creature that entered a battlefield that turn. The blue one is Margosi the Water Veil, where you lose a turn to gain a turn. And then the black one taps for mana equal to how many creatures are in your graveyard. Black creatures are in your graveyard. So Valakut, this is going to live in the Mystic Sanctuary world. I think Valakut is better than the Zendikar lands, but worse than Mystic Sanctuary. And that's where these are going to live. Closing my eyes, grabbing this land. Triomes. Triomes are the best A-tier land. They beat Pathways. Y-fetch lands are good. Arguably maybe S-tier. I guess they're seeing more play than Grove of the Burnwell. Well, Grove of the Burnwell is a card banned from it. So one of the things that Grove of the Burnwell is also combos with is it can, there's a red burn spell that does 2 damage for 2 mana, but then you can pay 1 red mana if your opponent gained life this turn to return it to your hand. So Grove of the Burnwell gives your opponent a life when you tap it, so you can loop that. I think Triumphs are better than that, though. I think Triumphs are better than Snow. Triumphs are worse than the Horizon Lands, though. I'm confident with that. Okay. Yeah, happy with that choice. And we are running into the last 2 lands of the cycle. Kind of wish we ended up on Triumphs, but, you know, when you do this randomly, you don't get to choose. Battlelands. Battlelands are the top of D tier. Get wrecked, Battlelands. Battlelands are from Battle for Zendikar. They broke standard with Fetchlands, but they basically are just like a mountain forest. This is a forest plains that enters the battlefield untapped if you control 2 or more basics. They're not very good. They're good in standard, but they're bad in every other format. The only reason people play them basically is that they are an untapped source that produces, that it can have subtype mountain for Valakut, and that's it. And I hate, yeah, nope, I'm off of it. Okay, next is Cindermarsh. This is the other Tempest, uncommon fixing. It's you can tap it to add 1 colorless mana to your mana pool, or you can tap it to add a black or red mana to your mana pool, but it does not untap. This is better than, I would say this is better. This is better than the Panorama. No, it's not. It's better than a layer. Yeah, it's better than a layer. Okay, so the things I missed, basic lands. I would say that basic lands are worse than Besiege, better than Fastlands. Hot take. But worse than dual lands, worse than fetch lands. That's where basic lands go. And I'm not super sad to put that there. Next thing is artifact lands. Artifact lands, I'm going to put at the bottom, at the top of A tier. I actually think they're worse than people give them credit for. I'm also going to remove, I'm going to move Grove of the Burnwell down to the top of A tier as well. Okay, so the artifact lands, which from Original Mirrored, and they got every card banned. They're banned in Modern still. Arguably, they probably could be unbanned, but there's a lot of concerns. Just like, what is the play pattern that you're creating? What, like, who does that benefit? And it often is no one. So I'm fine getting rid of artifact lands. Or artifact, they're very good. I'm fine not unbanning them because, like, they just basically make affinity decks weaker to artifact mass hate. Stuff like Stony Silence with not giving it that much power, and the power they give it makes it like very specific. So I don't think it would be good news. I think those are, that's my stop. I think we're running out of time anyways. That is every land cycle that I was able to grab in Magic. Ranked S tier is fetch lands, followed by dual lands, followed by Besiege, followed by basics, followed by fast lands, followed by horizons lands, followed by triomes, followed by snow lands. Maybe Snowlands and Basics not being next to each other is wrong, so I'm going to move it. All right. Thank you, everyone, for watching this week's episode. Let me know if you liked this. We can do more tiered list episodes. It's the first time we've done something like this. If you have a different tier list you want us to do, we can maybe bring Ben on it if there's less cards. This is fun for me. As always, we're learning how to do the one-on-one stuff once in a while, so I'd love to hear your guys' feedback. Make sure to check out our sponsors. It's TCG Player. There's an affiliate code below. Please, if you're going to buy anything, use that code. Also Channel Fireball, same deal. They're one and the same now. We are going to be in Minneapolis. We have a big panel on Saturday. Make sure to keep an eye out for that, as well as just I'll be jamming games all weekend and look forward to hanging out with everyone. And we'll be doing a meet and greet that we'll announce next week as far as timing goes. And make sure to check out our Patreon. It's how we make this podcast happen. It pays for the editor, makes sure that all the card and insanity that you have no idea took place during the back of this happens. And you get an extra 10 minutes of content at least a week. So make sure to check that out. And thank you, everyone. We'll talk to you next week.
This has been a production of Time Traveler Media, sending podcasts into the future.